Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Wilson Alexander covering LSU for the Advocate Times-Picayune. LSU camp well underway, and we're not any closer, Wilson, I don't think, at least, to finding out any answers on the final depth chart, right? It seems like Brian Kelly's mixing quite a few guys with, you know, if you were a one last year, you might be running with the twos or vice versa. It's all over the place.
It is, to an extent. You're starting to find some answers at spots and maybe a little bit of clarity, at least kind of like who they're testing out at different spots, which can be revealing and informative. But there's certainly a way to go in a number of positions as to who's actually going to end up being a starter. I mean, you've only practiced in pads now for 3 days. And so we still got about 3 weeks into that first game. There's still quite a bit of time left before they make some concrete decisions.
Now, Wilson, I thought this was interesting because whenever coaches, head coaches, you know, you're doing a presser, and whenever they, put forefront and volunteer information about certain players, I know, like, for instance, with Coach Dennis Allen with the Saints, when he's talking about the outstanding OTAs in minicamp that Carl Grandison and Alante Taylor had, I thought that caught my attention. That Coach Kelly highlighted freshman Mason Taylor, the 6'5", 245-pound, tight end. Everyone's familiar with his dad, the NFL Hall of Famer, Jason Taylor. And he went on to say probably one of the most pleasing surprises has been Mason Taylor. He's ready to help us win this year. He's going to play for us. He's been outstanding. I feel so much better about that position because of his presence and the way he's shown himself. Well, that right there, boy, that speaks volumes considering, camp just started and how Coach Kelly always wants to utilize the tight end position.
That was quite a big development to come out of yesterday's presser with Coach Kelly. This LSU staff, I mean, Dimbrock and Kelly in particular, because they're the ones who are kind of, focused on the tight ends, have not been necessarily bullish on that position since they got here. There's been a lot of concern expressed over what LSU's going to be able to do with the tight end room this year. They had at one time wanted to go and get a transfer as a tight end. They weren't able to really find one. But Mason has come in here and maybe give them maybe what they kind of want to be able to do at tight end, which is they'd like to be able to use multiple tight end sets. That's a kind of a hallmark of Dimbrock and Kelly's offenses over the years. And they weren't going to be able to do that. Maybe that's a possibility now because of what Mason Taylor's been able to do, or at least have a little bit, a few more options that you really trust at tight end. There's still Jack Mashburn and Cole Taylor. Even Nick Storrs is going to be in the mix, the former pitcher who ended up playing football. But they don't really have an elite tight end on the roster. But Mason Taylor is somebody who they feel pretty good about.
Now, Wilson, we've talked to you about this, I think, before. You look at the competition on special teams. Obviously, you look at the one transfer from the Fighting Irish. The only specialist Kelly has named the starter, that being Bramlett, as the punter. And then I was reading where from the kicker to punt return, nothing's been settled. And you talk about all the different possibilities. I want you to elaborate on that. But then I thought it was interesting also, he elaborated on freshman walk-on wide receiver Javen Nichols, a freshman from St. Aug. And he said he's been outstanding. And, punt return is one we've spent a lot of time on. He said we probably have four guys who are very capable. So, when you're trying to flip the field on one less first down, and obviously you got to be able to field the ball first before you can take off. But That's going to be important. It could be the difference whether you win or lose.
It absolutely could be. LSU has, you know, over the last few years been really wanting to try to – I remember that was kind of a thing last year. You know, Ed Orgeron was saying that they wanted to get more out of their punt return game. And LSU is going to either end up using Malik Nabers, Tate Ryan, Seven Banks, or Javen. You know, he's a walk-on, like you mentioned, but he's in the mix there. And he's probably going to contribute in some ways on special teams as a freshman. They like what they've seen out of him. Seven, you know, might end up being an option there too, but he's been kind of limited. So it looked kind of like Malik Nabers and maybe even Sage Ryan, because Sage Ryan was such an athlete in high school, not just exclusively a safety, could be in the mix there. And then, yeah, Jay Bramblett, the only one who has sort of solidified a spot. Kicker is still very much open between Nathan Dibert, Trey Finneson, and Ezekiel Mata in particular. Even long snapper, I don't think, has been settled yet between Slade Roy and Jonathan Ferguson. And they're still only just now beginning to kind of figure out who they might use at kick returner. So a lot of question marks in the special teams as well.
Wilson Alexander covers LSU for the Advocate Times-Picayune. Wilson, compare maybe some nuances of media's access to practice and also how different practice looks, or the same it looks, from Coach O to Coach Brian Kelly.
And Wilson, is that before the media actually can go out there, Coach DiNardo, what, you probably a little boy, right? When the media can go out there.
Yeah, when Coach DiNardo was LSU's coach, I was 8 years old and living in Atlanta, Georgia. So I had no clue what LSU was at that age. The access, though, from what we had under Ed Orgeron is certainly different. And when you talk to beat writers around the SEC, it's different from most SEC schools. LSU in this first year under Brian Kelly has opened up practice quite a bit. There were multiple open practices in the spring. And then there have been one, and there's two more on the schedule for the preseason, which are going to really be informative and revealing about this team. I'll be interested to see if that actually continues even into the season or into the rest of his tenure. It's not something that he typically did at this time of year at Notre Dame, so maybe it's kind of a product of year one. But it's been great, I think, for us, and not just for us, but for the fans, to be able to really learn more concrete information about this team.
Now, you know, Wilson, I want you to elaborate on this, because these are household names, and when you're trying to provide depth and, you know, you want to stay healthy, but when you're plugging and playing and, you know, all the different responsibilities you might have, and Coach Kelly, I think, was concerned with the options behind B.J. Ogilari, and LSU considered, my understanding, playing Ollie Gay at both defensive end and at Jack linebacker, but then redshirt junior Desmond Little has emerged as a quality backup to Ogilari, which allows us, Coach Kelly said, to solidify that group and let Gay focus on defensive end and not put too much on his plate.
Yeah, when you looked in the spring behind BJ, there really wasn't a proven option. Adrian Carter was somebody else who was getting some playing time at that Jack linebacker spot, because it's kind of new on this defense. They haven't recruited to that position over the last few years, ever since switching to the 4-3. And so BJ was naturally able to step into that. But they didn't have anybody else on the roster who really as a Jack back. They did think about, Coach Kelly said, moving Ali Gay, not over there full time, but, you know, maybe splitting some reps there and getting him some time there just in case they needed to shuffle around, because they're a little bit deeper with Savion Jones at the defensive end spot behind Ali. But then Desmond Little, has stepped up. You know, he's a redshirt junior. He's always been really thin for the position. He's never gotten much playing time in his career, but he said that he's emerged as a guy that they think that they might be able to trust, you know, at least to provide, but depth behind BJ. He certainly will not supplant BJ Ogilari as a starter, but at least be somebody who could maybe grow and develop at that position and have another body back there who they kind of like.
Now, Wilson, when you look at, obviously, everyone talks, you talk about the quarterback every day, who's going to be the starting quarterback, and then, you know, they graded and they evaluated every practice and who won the practice and who won the rep and all that stuff. But when you just look at it, let's say from an outside looking in, and the season's going to be here before you know it, and playing, you know, a team like Florida State, you know, it always got very athletic players, even though it's not the Florida State as old. That they still, you know, you're going to have to bring it. But the point being, when I just look at Jane Daniels and you look at the whole quarterback room, and maybe you don't know what you have with the offensive line, isn't it almost like, well, he might have an advantage there because it's not a traditional play where, man, that's a cluster you-know-what. It's a total breakdown, but maybe Jaden Daniels could bail us out because of his feet.
I'm surprised we got this long into the interview before we talked about quarterbacks. Jaden certainly brings that to the table. And, you know, Mike Dimbrock has mentioned before in a few different settings that he likes having a running quarterback, but he also said, and, you know, it was kind of clear to point this out, he's like, that's not going to be ultimately the deciding factor in this job. But it has been something that he has used at Cincinnati that he really liked with Desmond Ridder. It's something that you'll continue to see moving forward in LSU's recruiting of quarterbacks. Just, you know, obviously Ricky Collins just committed, and he kind of brings that to the table in a way. And that's what Jaden has. You know, the athletic ability is clearly there and impressive. I mean, Jack Besh told us at Media Days that Jaden hit 21 miles an hour on the GPS numbers back in the spring. And that's really, really fast for anybody, but especially a quarterback. You could see him even just using that, though, to create more opportunities as a passer in yesterday's practice, stepping up and rolling out when he needed to. Not really any, like, super impressive throws off of that. But if LSU can continue to develop as a passer, then it's what makes him so sort of intriguing and enticing as a prospect.
I couldn't hit 24 miles an hour if I had a bicycle. Wilson, what's the injury to Nussmeier?
He's got a grade 1 ankle sprain. Unclear which ankle that is, but it is affecting what, you know, how much mobility he has. We saw him at practice yesterday sort of jog out really lightly on that, not running fast. You know, they were doing a bag drill right at the beginning of individual drills that they always do with the quarterbacks, and he wasn't stepping over the bags at all. He would just stand still, make the throw. The rest of the quarterbacks were going through those bags. So that's going to limit him here a little bit, but it's considered minor.
So you would imagine that he's going to be back in this quarterback competition pretty quickly?
Yes, that's what Coach Kelly said yesterday, that Garrett would be able to participate in 7-on-7 drills as soon as today. If not today, then probably tomorrow. And that he'll probably, when, you know, we see practice again on Monday, and then there's a fully open scrimmage on Wednesday. And I think the expectation is that he'll be able to participate in that.
Now, Wilson, how fluid you think that the offensive line, because you need continuity, guys playing alongside one another. Do you think they almost set who's going to be those starters? Whether, you know, obviously the front runner always the freshman Will Campbell at left tackle. I was reading where Tremont Schartz at left guard, Dellinger at center, or Fraser at right guard, the redshirt sophomore, and then Bradford at right tackle, the redshirt junior. Is that pretty much you think, or it's still open? What is your take on that? Because that's something, as much as the quarterback, you got to have those linemen playing alongside one another to be familiar with each other.
Yeah, you do. And it seems like that's certainly the grouping that we've seen for most of camp. It doesn't seem like it's completely set in stone yet. That's probably still like a few practices just to make sure. But that seems to be the group that they have gotten most comfortable with. Will Campbell was always probably going to be the left tackle ever since he emerged in the spring.
Right.
And the rest of them have kind of settled in that spot. The person it probably hinges on is just Garrett Dellinger at center. You know, he's just now learning how to make the calls at the line because he was out for the spring. He wasn't able to participate in those kind of full team periods, limited coming off that shoulder injury. He's learning still how to step and snap at the same time. And he's going to take a lot of reps to do that. And he's working on them, and they like how versatile he is and his physically, how he can handle the position, you know, on the interior there. But it's probably going to hinge on his ability to do that, because if not, then you've probably got to go with Charles Turner. He's been the second team guy at center, and maybe they would consider moving Dellinger, and then you kind of got some moving pieces again. So it probably hinges on him. But if he can lock down that center spot, then that is probably the starting five that they're looking at least right now.
Wilson, Jimmy and Gretton is on our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk of Text Lines. I believe he has a question for you, if you don't mind. Jimmy,
yeah,
go ahead.
Sure. Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, look, I called into the show yesterday. I know Bobby, you know, being a former quarterback, he was kind of like, it was the end of the show. And look, I said, I feel bad for Miles Brennan. You know, he's had obviously some bad luck with the two injuries. You know, he was on the national championship team. I wouldn't say he was ready to start, but then Burrow came in as like the, you know, the chosen one, the transfer. And now you've got this kid from Arizona State. And my thinking, logic tells me a new coach who just recruited a kid who was a starter at Arizona State to come to another team tells me that, you know, this guy could be the starter. Again, it's an open competition. I get it, Bobby. But I feel bad for Miles. I hope I'm wrong. I think he deserves a start. If the best player is the best player, so be it. But again, you know, just looking at how Miles was considering transferring, then he, you know, said, I'm going to stay. I guess he had thought that he was definitely going to be the incumbent. And now it's kind of like, you know, I guess it's hard to say. Just him being a senior is not enough. And I also just want to get your take in general on how many games you think we're going to win. When you look at the schedule, I got him winning maybe 7 or 8 games. I hope I'm wrong. And I think it depends on how well Emery plays, how well the offensive line plays, right, and who the quarterback is. But I want to get your take on that.
Well, Wilson, before you comment, I'm going to comment on Jimmy. Jimmy, 7 or 8 games, I think that's realistic. I mean, to say, oh, they're going to win double digits. I mean, yeah, you might be an LSU homer and hope that. But, I mean, when I look at the quarterback position, and to me, all you could do is compete day in and day out. Did you win the day? They're going to grade every play you're running in the competition. And did you win or lose? I mean, it's not like, oh, you're a senior, you got to be a starter. No, them days are over. They might have some guy straight out of high school who's the best player. You just throw him in there. I mean, it's just the way it is. Not like you entitled to any position. No, the coaches, they're going to put the best guy in there, and that's the way it should be. So, you know, the thing with Miles, you think, well, maybe if he'd have transferred, had opportunity. I know Miles has an NFL arm. Now, I don't know what that means. And you know, right place, right time. Then you got to have luck with injuries. Do you take advantage of opportunity? And, Wilson, think about this example. And he had a double-digit NFL career. Do y'all remember Matt Cassel?
Oh, yeah.
Played, he didn't even start at USC. And he ended up playing in the NFL, and he succeeds with the Patriots. He parlayed that into a nice contract with the Chiefs, and he played double digits. So that's why you have to have confidence in yourself. Now they got the USFL. They got the XFL. And we all know about the NFL. You got Canadian football. That's why if you're truly passionate is to play football and you have the physical ability, it might be the right place, right time. You don't know how the season's going to unfold. That's why you can't pout and get discouraged if you're not the guy, no matter who it might be.
Let's bring Will.
Or are you going to transfer? Oh, I'm transferred. I'm out of here. No, Wilson, what is your take on that? Because I think right now – everybody wants to play, but everybody can't play. It's just the nature of competition.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for calling, and thanks for the question. You know, my heart would go out to Miles if he doesn't win this job because, like you said, yeah, he's a 6-year senior. He's never really had that moment, you know, because of injuries over the last couple of years where he's never really had that chance. And, you know, maybe he could still end up making something in an NFL career. But, yeah, you would have to feel for the guy if that's how this ends up going. At the same time, you know, this battle is not over yet. It seems to be trending in a certain direction, but we are still like 3 padded practices into camp, and we'll see, you know, over the next week or so kind of how things continue to develop. Yeah, my heart would go out to him in that case. I think anybody's would in that scenario. But like Bobby said, you know, they got to pick their guy, and LSU, especially with the new staff coming in, they told these quarterbacks from the get-go this was going to be an open competition. No one was guaranteed time. No one was guaranteed a spot. Jaden Spring from Arizona State said that was not part of his conversation. Miles, coming out of the portal, said the same thing, that they were going to be allowed to compete for it, and Miles has believed in himself this whole time, but he's got to go out and earn it just like anybody else. As for the win total, yeah, 7 or 8 probably sounds about right just because there's so much new that's with this team that's got to come together, and that's difficult to do in 1 year with a new staff, 16 scholarship transfers, I mean, new personnel in the building, so much that has changed, and with a team that's coming together like that, you know, 7 or 8 probably sounds about right. Maybe they can get it up to 9. It's going to kind of depend on how a bunch of this group in the SEC West kind of shakes out with LSU, Auburn, Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State.
Well, Wilson, you know what else happens? I've been on teams where also on the back end, maybe, I don't know, you're not having the season that you wanted to have. But then coaches are always thinking of the future, and you're the older guy. Sorry, you're going to be gone like Nussmeier or like a Howard. So let's just say in theory, I don't know, they'd be like 4-5 or 5-4, and then, well, we got to think of the future. then a lot of times coaches, they saying, well, we got to go with the young guys, whether it's Nussmeier or Howard, not necessarily Howard, I'd say Nussmeier first, and think more of the future. And that's why just seniority, just because you're a senior and all that, I'm telling you, coaches, I've been around them, they think and also where they're at and the programs at going into the future. Right? Say, well, we did our best this year. It didn't quite work out. We're not there yet. I'm just saying, I'm just speculating if that would occur, that I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens. Okay, Jaden Daniels and you look with Miles and with Brennan and everything, but a lot of times, even the NFL, you might have an established guy, but that's money comes about, that you want to play a bunch of young guys because you don't have to pay them as much versus the older guys succeeding because they want to get paid. It's a young man's game, and coaches are always looking to the future, especially if you're not having success in a particular season. They're even looking forward to beyond the 2022 season.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to get into that sort of hypothetical
right.
Scenarios that, here, but that is something that it would be interesting to kind of see how it unfolds, because LSU, when you're talking about year one of a 10-year contract that Brian Kelly's in and a season that looks like it's a rebuilding, yeah, I mean, down the road, even maybe right off the bat, because Nussmeier's in the thick of this competition
right.
now. Do they go with a guy and develop around him and think about, 2023? We don't know yet. We'll have to find out, but it'll certainly be something that's kind of revealing about their thought process depending on who they go with. Just especially that'll be really informative for the rest of Kelly's tenure, not just year one or year two, but year six or year seven, if we get into, some quarterback competitions down the road, kind of the decisions that they make right now.
Wilson, we kept you for quite a while. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Wilson.
Thanks. Y'all have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Wilson Alexander covers LSU for the Advocate and Times-Picayune. Tom Brady taking a little time off in the middle of training camp? Yep.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady. He does what he wants.
We'll talk about that next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.